There's no place like home.
The 1939 MGM film, The Wizard of Oz, has been seen by more people more times than any other film in the history of cinema.
You can't tear yourself away from it. And that's the power of a good narrative.
Adapted from a story by American author L. Frank Baum, in which a scarecrow talks, a woodman is cast in tin, a lion weeps, and a young girl journeys to a strange land in a farmhouse uprooted by a cyclone. The story has come to define America to Americans, and America to the world. L. Frank Baum's ambition was to create the first genuine American fairy tale for children of all ages. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz reflects the American experience, but less well known is how much it owes to the life and times of its author. L. Frank Baum's life was the embodiment of the American dream, an entrepreneur who left New York to find success on the plains of South Dakota. Two failed businesses later, he moved on to Chicago and the glamour of the World's Fair. The lessons learned from his triumphs and disasters and his extraordinary adventures all found their way into the pages of his book. Baum had a fascination with science that led to his magical inventions and an empathy with women which inspired strong female characters. Both became fundamental to his creation of Dorothy's Adventure in the fantastic parallel world of Oz. This film follows Baum's personal journey to the Emerald City and back home again. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is a fairy tale about a young girl on a journey of self-discovery. Along the way, she meets a scarecrow, a tin woodman, and a cowardly lion. And together they travel to a city made of emeralds. Baum wrote The Wonderful Wizard of Oz as a fantasy, but like many authors, he was drawing on his own experiences. Frank Baum's energy and determination mirrored Dorothy's, a surprising choice for the story's central character.